The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Good to have you with us. Todd Starnes here. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I want to say a great big welcome to all of our listeners across the Fruited Plain. We're still not waiting for Biden to address the nation. That happened about 5 hours after they said it was going to, but the guy was napping. What can you say? And then turned out yesterday, the guy's talking about infrastructure. Nobody cares about that right now. We've got Lord knows how many Americans trapped over in Afghanistan, and this president doesn't care. By the way, I just want to point something out here. They told us what there were, 15,000 Americans that are trapped behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. That's what they told us, right? So Biden comes out yesterday. Not many people picked up on this, but yours truly, ladies and gentlemen, with my professionally trained ears, caught something the president said. He said that we had evacuated, the United States of America had evacuated over 70,000 people. 70,000 people. First of all, I think that's a load of grade A hooey. But let's just take the president at his word for just a moment, if you will. If, in fact, we have evacuated 70,000 people, why are there any Americans left in Afghanistan? If, in fact, there are only 15,000 Americans that are still trapped in Afghanistan, why were they not evacuated first? So who are these 70,000 people that have been evacuated from Afghanistan? Just something for you to think about. But I want to start with another big story. We have been following these developments regarding the China virus here in America. And the government has been very determined to force you to make your life miserable if you do not get the China virus vaccine. As a matter of fact, they're so determined that you get the vaccine that they are squashing any reports of people suffering side effects from the vaccine. They're just doing that. It's really unbelievable. It's remarkable that they've been able to get away with it. But sadly, many of our local TV stations they employ ignorant people. They don't know how to do their jobs. They don't know how to investigate. They don't know how to get to the bottom of the story. And it's very unfortunate because you, as the consumer, the news consumer, you deserve all the facts so you can make a decision for yourself, an educated decision for yourself. As a matter of fact, I have been especially criticized because I got the vaccine. I had severe side effects that led to me being hospitalized, and people are outraged because I'm speaking out about it. But I believe in the spirit of transparency, you deserve to know the truth. And the truth is, if you take this vaccine, you're going to have side effects. Let me just say this. I have been traveling all over America since the pandemic broke out. I have spoken before thousands, well, really tens of thousands of people. I have hugged lots of strangers. I have shaken the hands of lots of strangers. And you know what's interesting? Never got the China virus. Never. As a matter of fact, I'm the only person in my family who has not had the China virus. I've been feeling mighty fine. But finally, my cardiologist said, hey, Starnes, you got to get the vaccine. I go get the vaccine, and guess what happens? I feel terrible, terrible. And if somebody asked me, do you regret it? Yeah, I do. Because if I'd have known what I was going to have to go through, I would have had second, maybe third thoughts about this. But anyway, I'm catching you-know-what from people, and people are very upset. How dare you? How dare you, Todd? You should have stayed quiet. Now, some people are not going to get the vaccine, and you're going to cause people to die. You horrible, horrible man. Well, you can think that if you want to, but I just feel like everybody deserves the truth, don't you? The truth will set you free. So anyway, you got the government out there, and they're trying to make your life miserable. That's what they want to do. They want to force you in your misery to get the jab. Word came out last night that LSU, Louisiana State University, requiring proof of the vaccination, or you will not be able to get inside Tiger Stadium this season. And I'm wondering how many of you who love college football would be willing to get the vaccine just to get inside to watch your favorite team play? Now, the New Orleans Saints implemented a very similar procedure, and it's hilarious because they can't sell tickets to their opening game. They can't sell tickets. As a matter of fact, they're selling tickets for $1 a ticket at the Superdome. And why is that? Because folks in Louisiana, they don't like being forced to do something. So I'm curious what's happening with your favorite sports team. I you know, normally we don't go to the phones this early in the show, but Mark from the Villages is calling in and wants to give us an update on what's happening at the University of Michigan. Mark, good to have you with us. What's happening there?
I hope you've taken your blood pressure medicine for what I'm going to tell you. They all students, faculty, and staff on three campuses of the University of Michigan are required to be vaccinated against the COVID-19 by August 30th. Now, you ready for this? The vaccine requirement also applies to those working remotely. A friend of ours told us about this. He was learning remotely, and then when they opened up the schools, he went back, and then they said, oh no, you're not going to be able to take this test even remotely. Todd, what is wrong with these people? You can't even take the test now remotely from the University of Michigan? That is so wrong.
Mark, are you kidding me? You're telling me that if you are in the privacy of your home taking classes remotely, you've got to be vaccinated inside the privacy of your home?
Yep, because a friend of mine said that he told me about it today, and he says, Mark, look at this. He says, we have a friend. He's 20 years old. He says, I'm not taking that vaccine. I'll go home and do it remotely. Look up the campus community must submit vaccine by August 30th. Yeah, they're telling them now that they can't even take it remotely. It even specifically says right here, the vaccine requirement also applies to those working or learning remotely. That is a crock of you-know-what. I'll tell you what, you know, that woke box of rocks, Janice, let's hear what her comment would be on that one.
Well, Mark, I will say this. The Oregon Ducks also announcing, and the Oregon State Beavers, the lesser-known team, the Ducks and the Beavers, they're going to require vaccination if you want to go and watch their game. And I suspect we're going to hear more schools doing that. And, Mark, the reason why is they're trying to make you miserable. They want to play. They want to take away as much as they possibly can to force you to take this vaccine. And I want to know why. I want to know why, Mark. There's something else going on here, and we don't know what it is yet, but something is not right about this.
I totally agree with you. Todd, it's about power. It's about taking control is what it is, and there is something else going on, but we haven't figured that out, but we kind of have some ideas.
I'm very interested to see birth rates in the ensuing years. I'm very interested to see how many babies are born in this country moving forward.
Correct. I mean, all they're doing is hurting the sport too, because there's a lot of people that said, to heck with it, I'm not going to go to those games anymore. I can watch it better for my TV anyway. So you're going to sit here and force people to take these vaccines now. And now you're going to tell me, what are you going to tell me next? You're going to get the virus off your computer? You can't even do it remotely from your home now? I mean, that is just crazy to sit there and put those kind of guidelines on people. That is just ludicrous what they're doing.
It's outrageous. It is absolutely outrageous, and I don't think it's going to work. I think it's going to backfire on them, just like it's backfiring on the New Orleans Saints. So, Mark, thank you for the update, sir. And, folks, just like Mark, bringing us up to speed on what's happening at the University of Michigan, what are you hearing about your favorite sports team? I will say this from the commercial appeal. Mark Giannotto, who is a columnist, he is calling on the University of Memphis to implement mandatory vaccination policy. So you're going to have to show your papers to get into the University of Memphis football games. That's what he wants to happen. They have not made that. Grace, have they made that? They have not made that decision yet. All right. Very good. Here we go. Mark Giannotto writing, "Let this be the week we stop making excuses." Monday started with the terrible news that Memphis football great Danton Bartow had died due to complications from COVID. It also started with the great news the Food and Drug Administration had given its full approval of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine, allegedly. It's a moment that, perhaps at another time, would bring us all together under one cause. That's probably impossible in this politicized and polarized environment that has infected sports and society. No. The left, sir. The left did this. They're the ones that infected everything with politics. He said, "This is the week that should end with every large sporting event in the Memphis area changing how it operates moving forward. It should be the week in which anyone who wants to attend a football game at Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium or a basketball game at FedEx Forum must show proof of COVID-19 vaccination or proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken within 48 hours of the event, or proof of an antibodies test taken within 48 hours of the event." I mean, are people really going to do that? Of course not. Nobody's going to do that. "It should be considered for high school football games and high school basketball games, or any game in which a super spreader event could potentially occur." By the way, Grace Baker, you know what we haven't heard of?
What?
No super spreader from Saturday.
That's true. I haven't seen that anywhere.
There was a super spreader event, but it happened after Barack Obama's birthday party, but not at the Trump rally.
Nope.
Just want to point that out.
Crickets.
Mr. Giannotto goes on, "Everybody has the right to choose what goes into their body." No, sir. No, sir. They do not, sir. And that's the point of your column. You want to force people. Let me continue, though. "Everybody has the right to choose what goes into their body, but they don't have the right to infect others by deciding to recklessly attend a large public gathering." This guy is completely clueless about how this virus operates. Quite frankly, you could have somebody with the China virus vaccine in their body going and infecting people. That's the way that works, sir. You should do your homework and research before writing this drivel. Mr. Giannotto goes on to say, you should just get vaccinated because it's the right thing to do. Says who? Who says it's the right thing to do, sir? We live in a society, and society tells us that truth is irrelevant, that we all have our own truth, that there's no such thing as a moral code. So who gets to decide that it's the right thing to do? But if you're among the obstinate still refusing to do so, still refusing to do your part in this pandemic, still refusing to let science win over politics, you don't deserve to be at a sporting event without restriction anymore. You know, this guy, Mark Giannotto, you know who he is? He's one of those guys back in 1930s Germany who was ratting out his neighbors. That's who that guy is. He's a collaborator, this one. Now, I got news for people like Mark Giannotto, who writes for the Commercial Appeal. By the way, this newspaper is literally on its last gasp, because just like the newspapers in your town, they're run by a bunch of leftists. They want to take away your rights, ladies and gentlemen. That's what this is all about. They want to take away your rights. Government knows best. That's what this is all about. Very simple question. If you love football, would you get the vaccine to go watch your team play? 901-260-5926, toll-free telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Our website, up and running, live show blog over at toddstearns.com. Got to take a break here, folks. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
So I was trying to find a part for my Cadillac the other day, but instead of going down to the auto store, I went online to rockauto.com and I saved a ton of money. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers, but rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, just like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or an account to log in. The best part about it, RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And here's what I also want you to do. Write Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that I sent you to rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. Folks, we have got a terrific show for you. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem is going to be here. Also, Hogan Gidley is going to drop by. And Congressman Barry Loudermilk from Georgia is going to weigh in on the latest out of Afghanistan as well. Want to go to the phones. Victor in Michigan, listening to us on the live stream. Victor, what's on your mind today?
Well, I want to thank you personally and all of the military people and our law enforcement for a great job that you do, and our military and the police and the fire. And as far as the Biden and the way he's approaching things, I actually think that they all should resign and get some real people in office and let America be great. America will always be great. They will never degrade us. But I feel bad for our people.
Victor, it's a pretty shameful time in American history right now, Victor. I mean, it's pretty shameful. But you know what? Elections have consequences. You get what you vote for. And a lot of people voted for this. We can only hope and pray that there are Democrats out there who do love this country and are just as ashamed at what Biden has done. He has brought great shame to our nation, no doubt about it. And there is some discussion, there are rumblings on Capitol Hill, that Joe Biden is a short-termer. Now, we don't know if he finishes out this year. We don't know if that's even going to be possible. But based on what I saw yesterday, and Victor, my phone was lighting up with text messages, folks saying, what is wrong with this guy? It's almost as if he's not even there. To come out and talk about infrastructure when the entire country is horrified at the prospect of 15,000 Americans trapped in Afghanistan becoming hostages. It makes no sense. Victor, God bless you, sir, and thank you for the kind words. By the way, this word coming in, the Pentagon now says that the mandatory vaccinations for our fighting men and women will begin immediately. They're not going to be waiting. They're going to go ahead and start doing it now. And I'm wondering how many military personnel are going to say, you know what, that's it for me. Yeah, I'm done here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Don't forget the website up and running over at toddstarnes.com. We'll be right back. My My friend Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop by simply creating the best pillow. Mike created the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. They look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me, which is crucial for my busy schedule. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. The first night you sleep on the Giza sheet, you will never want to sleep on anything else. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets. You receive a set for as low as $49.99. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARS. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-839-8506 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. I've got to share this with you just to break up some of the crazy China virus stories we have. This coming from the world of comic books, and this is a doozy of a story. So a couple of weeks ago, we told you that Robin, the boy wonder, Batman's friend, his youthful ward, Dick Grayson, was coming out of the closet. Actually, this is not Dick Grayson. This is another version of Robin, was coming out as bisexual. Now, we already know that Batwoman is a lesbian, and this is all part of the LGBT crowd taking over the comic book industry. And the truth is, they cannot come up with a really cool, hip, gay superhero character that would actually make the money. So they're going back and they're turning some of these beloved characters gay. And I'm really disappointed that Avery is not here with us today, Grace Baker, because he would be all over this story. DC Comics is reportedly turning Superman gay. So, no, I'm not making this up. And all of the gay publications are going, they're just giddy about this. But the website Pink News, among many others, that's the name of it. It's a pro gay publication called Pink News. I don't make this stuff up. Pink News reports that DC Comics is going to kill off Clark Kent and turn the cape and tights over to his son Jonathan Kent, who is in the process of the storyline going to come out of the proverbial phone booth. And so the gay romance will be a big part of the upcoming comic book post Clark Kent. Now, some of you may be wondering, okay, why are we talking about this? What is the bit? It's comic books. Yeah, but it's more than that, folks. This is about a radical group of people shoving an agenda into the minds of our kids. And they're doing that through comic books, just like they're doing it at Nickelodeon with Blue's Clues and a lot of the programming designed for the children. So there you go. The Man of Steel, more powerful than a speeding bullet, has been felled not by kryptonite, but by the rainbow flag. Kind of makes you, I mean, I feel bad for Lois Lane here, right? Because she put a lot of time and effort into that relationship, only to find out that Superman was more interested in Jimmy Olsen, apparently. Who knew? So there you go. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Rebecca in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Rebecca. What's on your mind?
Hi, how are you?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I just wonder, you know, what do you think about what's going on in Facebook? They have this huge article about Joe Biden is saying that he actually knows what's going on. Everybody say, oh, poor this man, he doesn't know what he's doing. He's just losing his mind. He just don't know. No. He actually knows exactly what he's doing. He actually had a plan with the Chinese, because we know that before, and this is a big article going on in the Latino community, as a matter of fact, in the Facebook of Latinos, we know this. And we all know about this man that has been in power for 40-something years, almost 50, and haven't done absolutely anything. The only thing he did is have these connections and this relationship with the Chinese for years and years.
And so, Rebecca, you don't think that you don't think the president is feigning ignorance or incompetence. You think this is all deliberate?
Oh, absolutely, sir. And it's just not me. The our community knows about this gentleman. Absolutely. We know what he's playing. There is a big article in La Verdad A Veces Duele. It's very interesting. Is the truth sometimes hurts? And it's incredible how he's connected this man with the Chinese. He doesn't care about America. We have seen it constantly, one after one after one of his actions. He doesn't care about all this amazing country. He owes so much to the Chinese. The Chinese actually owe him. He knew, and we all knew, the Chinese are backing up 150% to the Taliban. We know this. Is there any reason why this president didn't move all those equipment? $7 million, sir. $7 million.
Well, it could be. Look, Rebecca, I mean, I guess it could be, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday on the program. I think that Biden is, in fact, compromised, not just through his son Hunter and the Parmesan cheese industry, but I think that he's compromised mentally and physically. I just don't think he's there. And the bigger issue is, if this is, in fact, as you say, all being done deliberately, who's making those decisions? Is it Valerie Jarrett, Susan Rice? Is it Barack Hussein Obama, or maybe even Jill Biden to some extent? Clearly, she knows how her husband's health is failing. She knows that, and yet she continues to shove her husband out in front of the public spotlight. It's just it's a fair point you raise, Rebecca, and I appreciate you calling in and thank you for listening to us on WDUN. By the way, all of our main listeners, I was talking to Ray Richardson earlier today, and Ray told me that there is yet another radio station in Maine that is a part of the WLOB family. And if you are listening on the new frequency and you call in today from WLOB, you make it on the air, we're going to hook you up with a brand new book. So welcome to all of our new listeners in the state of Maine. We're honored to have you guys with us. 901-260-5926 is our call-in number. Now, last week we told you about a school administrator in Germantown, Tennessee, who had written something on her personal Facebook page about these vaccine cards, and she compared the vaccine cards to the yellow stars that Jews were forced to wear in Nazi Germany. Now, I'm going to read to you what she wrote, and I have a very simple question. A, do you think this is offensive? B, do you think this is anti-Semitic? C, do you think this is something that disqualifies you from being a school teacher? Here's what she wrote. What's the difference between vaccine papers and a yellow star? And she answers the question, 82 years. In other words, she's saying there's really no difference between these vaccine papers and the yellow stars that identified Jews and Jewish people back in the 1930s and the events leading up to the Holocaust and World War II. So the assistant principal at Houston High School in Germantown, Jana Matkowitz, she posted this question on her personal Facebook page, and all you know what broke loose. The post allegedly triggered very sensitive students, one of whom said she was terrified to return to the classroom. They started a petition drive. The petition drive actually called the school teacher anti-Semitic. Some 1,300 people signed the petition, and as a result of that, the teacher was reassigned. That's right. The assistant principal at Houston High School has now been punished has now been punished for writing, for comparing the vaccine papers to the Yellow Star. So my question to you is this. Is that a fireable offense? Was that offensive to you? Is that a fair comparison to make? Because the fact of the matter is, people in America are being forced to wear something that identifies themselves as being vaccinated. Those without vaccine papers are not allowed inside restaurants or sporting events. Many have been dehumanized. They've been told that they are killers. And, you know, the Nazis did the same thing. They dehumanized a segment of their population, much like the American government is doing now. And I do find it somewhat ironic that something like this is happening on American soil in a place called Germantown. So I feel bad for this assistant principal. I don't think she did anything wrong here. And to that point, there's a story out of Washington State. We have this up on the website. You've got to see this story. It's bizarre. So a high school in Washington State, they're forcing all student athletes to wear tracking devices on their ankles. So they're having to wear these monitoring devices. And it's all to track down who has COVID and who does not have COVID. Unbelievable. One of the parents got a phone call from her daughter, a 15-year-old volleyball player. And the 15-year-old volleyball player said, "Mom, you're not going to believe what the school's making us do. We got to wear these tracking devices like we're criminals." Now, the school district says they're defending this. They say they have a right to track down the students and their information. But I got to tell you, it's kind of creepy now that you've got public schools that are making children wear monitoring devices, monitoring bracelets, so they can track them down and find out where they've been. I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but this is not sounding as much like Nazi Germany as it is Google. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That's our telephone number, 901-260-5926. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, let's get right to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Tina, listening to us on WDUN in Georgia. Hi, Tina. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Todd. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to make a comment about the SEC, and I was hoping that this wouldn't happen, you know, with the mandatory of the vaccinations and so forth. But I was looking at LSU's schedule, and they have 17 their home game. So, you know, like Auburn, Florida, Arkansas, these are big universities. So that stadium holds between 85 to 110,000. So, you know, they have to be fully vaccinated to show proof to even go to the game, or they have to take that PCR test now within 72 hours. So that's a lot of folks trying to get a test, you know, 72 hours before even going. But just a couple of notes that if you're younger than 12 years old, you don't have to show proof or take the PCR test. But if your child is between 5 and 11, they are required to take, you know, to wear a mask. And the other thing is that if you're a fan and you have received the one shot of the either the Pfizer or the Moderna, you still have to take the PCR test within 72 hours of kickoff.
Tina, are you an LSU fan or Georgia Bulldog fan?
No, I'm an Alabama Crimson Tide fan.
What are you doing living in Georgia, Tina? Don't answer.
I love Georgia.
No,
I mean, I love Georgia too, but I mean, I just love the SEC.
So,
I love college football, and I just hate that this has now started.
Yeah.
And I'm just thankful that, you know, LSU visits us. We don't have to go down there. But another note is that, you know, these season ticket holders, they're already bought and paid for. So you know, if you're a seasoned, you know, you already got your ticket. By God, you got to take this vaccination before you can even go. So I just encourage the LSU fans to call in about this and see what they say.
Tina, I'm curious, how do you think SEC football fans are going to respond to this? Because I suspect that other schools may fall in line here.
Well, I hope it doesn't happen because, you know, with everything, I used to watch the NFL. I don't anymore, you know, and the only thing I have left now is college football. And I just hate that this has happened. And, you know, I just hope and pray that we can just get through this. It's just insane. You know, you have the right of your own body. If you want to take it or not, you shouldn't be forced to.
No, I'm with you. I'm with you, Tina. I'm a huge SEC football fan as well. And it just bothers me that they're going to try and destroy the one thing that has managed to survive the pandemic and all of this wokeness in sports. So let's see how this plays out. But I don't think it plays well. And I'm with you. They may have the game sold out, all the tickets. I'm not sure people are going to show up. I just don't. And then again, look, you're talking about how many people fit in Death Valley? What are we talking? 70, 80,000 fans maybe? You're talking about 70. Who's going to be able to accommodate those people, Tina? Who's going to be able to accommodate
them? I mean, that game versus Auburn, that's their biggest game, well, besides us, but we play them in, Tuscaloosa. But it's well over 100,000. So 100,000 people, I mean, if they haven't had it, you know, by then, they're going to have to either get that test. I mean, where are they going to go to get the test? Are they going to have it outside the stadium?
It's a fair question. I mean, the logistics alone, I mean, they're already telling us that all the hospitals in America are filled to overflowing with China virus patients. So where do they go? Where do football fans go to get their test? Unbelievable. All right, yeah. Tina, thank you for the call. And look, it's a lot to think about here, folks. Is okay, fine. You're going to make everybody get a vaccine, or you're going to have vaccination papers to get into the games. Where do 100,000 people go to get that that test 2 days before the big game? By the way, Marjorie Taylor Greene shared something on the Twitter, and this makes a lot of sense. If COVID is so deadly and contagious, why aren't the unmasked, unvaccinated homeless population having massive outbreaks all over America? You know, that's a great thought. Why is it that the homeless are not dropping dead of the China virus? Just a question. Maybe there's a legitimate answer. Maybe there's some sort of a reasonable response to this. But it is very fascinating to watch people play politics with the China virus. All right, look, we've got a great show lined up for you. Governor Kristi Noem is going to drop by from the great state of South Dakota. Also, Hogan Gidley is going to be here as well, and Congressman Barry Loudermilk from Georgia. Folks, our good friend Mike Lindell got to spend a lot of time with him over the weekend, and this guy just loves America. He loves you and this radio program, and he's also got some incredible deals just for our audience, including his awesome Giza bed sheets. The sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Folks, trust me, the first night you sleep on these Giza sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else again. By the way, it's an incredible sale of the year for the Todd Starnes radio show family. You're going to get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, and you're going to get a set for as low as $49.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use the promo code STARNS, and you're going to get incredible discounts on every single product Mike sells, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets. Again, MyPillow.com, use the promo code STARNS. You can also call 800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506. And again, use the promo code STARNS. Mike is going to hook you up with some great deals, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, stick around. We've got more coming up. Hang tight if you're on the phone lines. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. What a great day across America. A great day here at our flagship radio station in Memphis, Tennessee. And by the way, go ahead, mark your calendars Monday. Yes, that's right. This coming Monday, 12:05 at the start of the show. For the full hour, we are honored to have former President Trump with us. We're going to have a great conversation. Who knows where that conversation is going to go? But it's always fun to have the president on our radio program, and we are certainly honored. Again, Monday, 12:05. 901-260-5926, our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I was online yesterday, day before yesterday, and saw that our good friend, Governor Kristi Noem, a great American patriot and a rock-solid conservative, was coming under fire because she refused to support legislation that would force a business to do something. And in this case, it would ban businesses from mandating vaccines for their employees. Now, at face value, that sounds like, yeah, well, that makes sense. But it doesn't if you're a conservative, because businesses have a right to dictate their own policies, how they want to run their companies. I don't want somebody coming into Starnes Media Group, the government, and telling me what I should and should not do. So Governor Noem, in my estimation, made the right decision here. Well, she is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Governor, first of all, good to have you back with us. Hope you're having a good summer.
Oh, absolutely. It's great to be with you, Todd, too. Thank you for having me on.
Well, Governor, let's go through this this story here about because, again, President Biden is already planning on mandating vaccines for nursing homes and trying to pressure businesses into doing the same. What say you about that?
Well, that's alarming to me. And let me remind everybody that's listening to your show today that throughout this pandemic, I have remained focused on what my authorities are, and then also not taking action with authority that I don't have. And I didn't. I believed that according to the Constitution, that throughout this pandemic, I didn't have the authority to tell a business to close. I didn't issue any shelter in place. I didn't mandate anything such as masks. In fact, I was the only governor in the country who never ordered a single business or a church to close. So that's the viewpoint that I'm looking at this issue through, is the Constitution, the foundation of this country. And when I look at people that may want to have the government step in and dictate to businesses on how they can have a relationship with their employees, I know very well that President Biden would love to have that authority, that he would love to put down from the federal government on us mandating vaccines to everyone. I'm thankful he doesn't have that authority. And if he takes that action, I've already said I'm going to sue him. I'm going to use everything in my power to legally go after him and protect my South Dakotans. But those threats are real from the federal government. So I think that's the viewpoint people have to look at this issue through, is that that I care very much about this country and protecting our freedoms and liberties. South Dakota is a right-to-work state. This bill that is being talked about by a couple of my legislators goes very far. It's unprecedented. It's not like the Montana bill that many people talk about. And it really would turn South Dakota into a pro-labor, pro-union state.
And Governor, and by the way, folks, Governor Kristi Noem from South Dakota on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Governor, one of your staff pointed out something here, and I thought this was a brilliant comparison. The Masterpiece Cake Shop case, and we've been covering that story for years on this radio program, at the heart of that case is the government, the liberal government, telling a cake shop to set aside their religious beliefs and follow follow a secular ideology. I mean, you've got government coming in and telling a bakery how to run their business.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. It, you know, it's the right of the business owner, the property owner, to accept your business or reject your business. And liberals like to tell cake bakers they have to bake cakes for gay marriages. Liberals like to tell nuns and Hobby Lobby that they must provide contraception to their employees. As conservatives, we fight that government overreach tooth and nail. We tell employers, you know, that's a relationship with their employees. And unfortunately, and I don't know if it's unfortunately or not, but, you know, employees don't have a constitutional right to a specific job. So if we start as conservatives telling employers that they can't require these vaccines, then honestly, we're no better than liberals as far as how we uphold our Constitution.
Yeah, that is such a great point. And I think maybe there is an education problem with some folks not understanding what it really means to be a conservative and not understanding where, you know, you may think you're doing the right thing by advancing some legislation like this, but in reality, it is very dangerous. And as you said, it makes us no different than the other side.
Well, remember this, Todd. There's a former president that said one time, a government big enough to give you everything that you want is a government big enough to take away everything that you have as well. And that's what I think people need to stop for a minute and ask what they're asking the government to do. Do they think the government is really the answer to start dictating down to people and businesses when we've been fighting the government for the last 18 months to stop overstepping their authority and telling and dictating how we live our lives?
It is a fair point. Well, Governor, we appreciate you coming on the program and talking us through all this. It makes perfect sense to us. And honestly, we need more governors out there with your mindset and, you know, with your intellect when it comes to what it means to be a conservative in this country.
Well, that would be wonderful. And I just want to remind everybody, none of my state employees are going to be forced to be vaccinated. I also have banned vaccine passports here in the state of South Dakota. We're using everything we have to fight what's happening in this country and protect our freedom. And I would encourage every single governor to do so.
You see, I love it. You know, Governor, if somebody's looking to sell a radio station in South Dakota, give me a holler. I might have to.
I will.
All right.
Thank you, Todd.
Governor Kristi Noem, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot right there. And honest to goodness, we need more elected leaders like her because she understands. And I got to tell you, I got some emails. Oh, my God, Todd, you know, Kristi Noem, she's going liberal. No, she's not. She's trying to, folks, you got to educate yourself about these things. And the reality is, if you've got the government coming in, and she made a great point, if conservatives are going to start dictating what a business can and cannot do, we are no better than the left. And so we need government out of business. That's the issue here. So I say good for Governor Kristi Noem. I think she made the right call here. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to Connor in Boston. Connor, what's on your mind?
Todd, I'll tell you, if the president is listening right now, the real president, I should say, that's a great running mate right there next time around. Phenomenal American patriot, true conservative, not just a conservative, a real conservative. So definitely a great move right there if you ever were to select her. But I'll tell you, when it comes down to the COVID pandemic, or what I call the G virus, because it's President Xi, that's really his fault for letting all this get out. You know, if this is never going to go away. People need to understand that this will never go away. And you have the left out there thinking that they're going to be able to, like, eradicate this. It's never going to happen. We need to be able to get back to our lives and to live our lives. Otherwise, basically, we're already dead. It's like the people of the Miss Guinnesses of the world who are just completely scared out of their minds. The media, the Democrats, they have done that to these people. And they ought to be ashamed of themselves. And I have actually a funny story about the mask, but maybe another story for another time. But
now I want to hear your story. I'm intrigued now.
You know, so we back home in Western Mass, I grew up in Western Mass right outside of Springfield. We'd always do bonfires, you know, in the summer and the fall. But I'm saying this year, you know, I was talking to a few of my buddies, we got to do a mass burning fire, you know, instead of the bonfire. You know, just grab all those boxes, light them up, have a few adult beverages, of course, of the Baptist variety, you know what I mean? And really just celebrate getting back to normal. And, of course, Janice, Miss Janice, you're welcome to come. You know, I'm sure you got a box of those masks that we can just light those suckers right on fire. I got the gasoline. I got the matches. Let's go.
By the way, Connor, now this is fascinating. Two points. First of all, the head of Pfizer went on Fox Business yesterday and said there could be even a brand new variant that's worse than the Delta variant. So, to your point, this is going to go on forever. I mean, that's all. That's what this is really all about.
It's designed to get Democrats reelected, is what it's designed to do. I mean, is it really just a surprise that they're so in on closing down the country? They want you to be relying on the government. They want you to be relying on the Democrats. They want to stay in power. Shockingly to them, I don't think they're going to be in power for forever, for very long at all.
And Connor, the other thing, back to your Baptist Martini line there, turns out that Pepsi and Boston Beer are announcing a partnership to create an alcoholic version of Mountain Dew. So they're going to call it Hard Mountain Dew. So I'm not too sure about that.
I can't do the Pepsi. That's a Yankee drink right there. I drink Coca-Cola.
Oh, I like this guy. I like this guy. That's right, Coca-Cola, my friend, Coca-Cola. All right, Connor, good thoughts. Be safe out there on the roads.
Pleasure, my friend. Talk to you next week.
Good guy right there. Connor is our favorite millennial. He's been calling in on this radio show since we started. And has it been 5 years almost? I don't know. It's 4 or 5 years we've been doing this show. I should know that. But anyway, we love Connor and his great comments, and we do call him our favorite millennial. But we love millennials on this radio program and Generation Zers too. All right, you know what? Let's take a break. When we come back, Bill in Cordova, Stephanie in Virginia. We've got a couple of other lines open now, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Honored to have you with us today. I know there are a lot of options, a lot of choices out there in talk radio, but you've made the decision to hang out with us, and we really take that seriously. And we are just honored and blessed to have all of you guys from coast to coast, literally border to border, hanging out with us today. All right, let's go to the phones here. Charlie in Chattanooga, Tennessee, listening to us on the KWAM app. All right, Charlie, what's on your mind?
Well, I want to disagree with you about Kristi Noem, and I don't have an issue personally with Kristi Noem. I just think that to fight for a corporation's right to tell you what to do is no different than a government telling you what to do. You can't, as a company, tell somebody, you can only work for us if you're white. You can only work for us if you buy Coke. You can only work for us under... The right of the individual should be supreme in the conservative world, not the right of a company.
So let me ask you a question here, Charlie. So I own a radio station in Memphis, Tennessee. In addition to hosting a show, I own a radio station. Now, what if somebody comes to me, let's say one of my employees comes to me and says, you know what, Todd? Are you there? All right. Is Charlie there?
Yes, I am.
All right, very good. So, Charlie, one of my employees comes to me and says, "Todd, I love radio, and I want to be on the radio, but I'm nervous and I can't talk on the radio, so I just want to sit there behind the microphone, and I'm going to have dead air for a couple of hours." Now, Charlie, as a business owner, that's not a good investment for me, and I should have the right to decide who wants to come on my radio station. I should have that right. I don't want the government coming in and telling me, "Hey, Todd, you've got to put this person on the air because they really, really want to be on the radio." I've got a problem with that.
Well, you're right to say you've got to have the skills to perform the job. You don't have the right to tell somebody to be vaccinated.
Yeah, I do. I do. But you know what, Charlie? I also believe in the Constitution, and the Constitution says that you've got a right to privacy, and I believe health care to be part of that. And so, you know, my decision as a business, let me put it this way. As a business owner, my decision was to tell my employees, you've got the choice. I'm not going to tell you what to do. I got to make that decision, Charlie. The government didn't make that decision for me. I made that decision.
if the government didn't give you the right to make the decision. The right lies within the individual.
Charlie, what Governor Noem is trying to say here is this would open a Pandora's box because you could have...
It's already open.
Well, it's not in South Dakota, but and that was the point. You're going to have, if you do this, you could have liberals coming in and you could have those bakery incidents happening all over America where the government comes in and says, you know what, you don't have a right to your religious beliefs. You can't let your religious beliefs dictate what you do in your company.
Yeah, but there's boundaries to that to protect the rights of the individuals as a citizen in America.
Who came up with those boundaries?
It's in the Federalist Papers. It's in the Constitution.
It's the government.
The whole idea
government
is the power of the citizen, not corporations. Where does it say Coca-Cola has the right to do X, Y, and Z? And if you want to back a woke company, back Coca-Cola.
That's your right to do that, Charlie. And again, it's your right not to do business with those companies too. That's the freedom part of it. Because again, it's not just about a corp. You know, people think the word corporation is a bad word. It's just a big company. I mean, that's, you know, Coca-Cola. Whether you like them or not, they're very successful. They have a very good product that a lot of people like to drink. I'm hoping one day that we're a hugely successful company as well. We're a startup right now. But you know what? I don't want somebody coming in and telling me how to run my business. That's a problem in my estimation.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you is there's no more better people in corporations than our government. I would tell you that it would be exactly the opposite of that.
But what problem do you have with the corporation, Charlie? I'm kind of curious about that.
Because the corporation acts in the views and the lights of what they deem is to be successful for either their shareholders or their perception in public.
Absolutely.
It has nothing to do with the rights of the worker.
Well, you know what? But that's on the worker. I mean, if you don't want to work for a company, I mean, if you're, let's say you work at Coca-Cola, Charlie, and we're coming up on a break here, so we're going to have to wrap it up here. But I will say this, if you work at Coca-Cola and you don't like the way Coca-Cola is treating you, you've got the right to go and work somewhere else. Now, I will say this, embedded in that freedom is a responsibility. Now, not a mandated responsibility, but you've got a responsibility to take care of your workers, take care of your employees. And that's what we do to the very best of our ability. We try to take care of our workers. And well, I'm not ordered by the government to pay them a certain wage. But, for example, you know, our minimum wage is a lot higher than the federally mandated minimum wage. And it's not because I'm forced to do it. It's because I want to do it. That comes out of my heart as the owner of the company. So, look, Charlie, thank you for the call. And again, I appreciate it. You disagree with Governor Noem. I think she's doing the right thing here. Again, this is what being a conservative is about, getting out of government, getting government out of our business. Got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us. And by the way, if you haven't already done so, head on over to the website. We've got some great resources for you, free of charge, including the Todd Stearns newsletter. It goes out every afternoon right after the show, and we would love for you to get a subscription to that. Also, our podcast, now one of the top conservative podcasts out there, almost 1 million downloads a month on that sucker. So we just really appreciate that, and we appreciate you listening to the show. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Oh, it is hot today, folks. We've got our good friend Hogan Gidley with us, director of the Center for Election Integrity. Hogan, hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing really well, Todd. Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Man, I follow you on the Instagram, and I got to tell you, you're all over the place. So I don't know how you need a nap or something.
I do. You know, I've always had some high energy, but when you work for a president of the United States who's much older than you are, but yet he never sleeps, whether it be on a foreign trip or here domestically, you have to kind of up your game a little bit. So now I'm kind of conditioned to not sleep and to stay at it, to try and help out the American people any way I can. Thanks to Donald Trump, he kind of led the way, and we're all trying to emulate his work ethic, which is very, very difficult to do.
You know, the president was down in Alabama over the weekend, had a chance to be at that rally, and I thought it was brilliant strategy. He opened with the that opening scene from the movie Patton. And it really is striking when you look at what's happening in Afghanistan, especially, Hogan, how President Trump would have handled that situation compared to the incredible debacle, embarrassing and shameful debacle that it is now.
It really is. It's dangerous, not just for the Americans that have been stranded and left behind, regardless of what semantical game Jen Psaki wants to play. You know, people are being beaten. People are being killed. American citizens are still stuck there. He left American citizens to die in that country. And we have people who helped out Americans also facing a grim future. If we don't get in there and make sure we get them out, and we've seen mixed messages like we have so often from this administration, but these mixed messages aren't just political. It's a policy that is really impacting people in a very negative way right now. And I think a large portion of this country is looking at this and saying, wait a minute, you know, we were told he had all this experience. We were told that Joe Biden would put together a team and the adults were back in charge. And we've seen now that no one was prepared for this. It was completely predictable and was predicted. And it was also preventable, 100% preventable, just like the death at the hands of people who come across this country at our southern border illegally and unlawfully. This debacle in Afghanistan was preventable. But Joe Biden, having, you know, been basically criticized from Obama's Secretary of Defense, saying, you know, every single foreign policy decision Joe Biden's made in the last 40 years has been wrong. And Obama famously saying, don't underestimate Joe Biden's ability to mess things up, and I'm cleaning up the language there. We're seeing the really bad fallout of those bad policy decisions right now, and it's really sad for this country.
You know, Hogan, we had an interesting call early on in the program today, and the lady said, you know, Todd, I think this is all intentional. She thinks that Biden may be feigning incompetence. What's your thought on that? I mean, is it possible that others are running this thing behind the scenes and that Biden is really just the face of all of this?
Well, look, I know other people are running it, and that's what we talked about for a long time. I mean, even inside the party, they were concerned about Joe Biden running it. But incompetence, I would disagree with the caller you're talking about. He's absolutely incompetent because we've seen that for the last, you know, half century of him in elected office. He's made bad decision after bad decision. I mean, he was the one who didn't want to go in and get Osama bin Laden, for example. I mean, he just can't get it right. And now what we're seeing, though, is as he was in the Congress as vice president, those decisions, those incorrect moves, if you will, didn't impact the American people directly. Now, as president, as commander in chief, the policies he's implementing are negatively impacting the people of this country on a daily basis. And we're seeing that regardless of the issue. That's one reason he came out and tried to talk about some bill no one cares about right now, or COVID mask, because every other single avenue that they've tried to go down as an administration has ended in a 150 car pileup with destruction all across this country. It's not good for the American people, and they're feeling it, and Joe Biden's making the decision. The buck stops with him, as he likes to say. But there are people pulling the puppet strings, no doubt about it. And Joe Biden willingly embraced all the radical agenda items I warned your audience about.
That's true.
That he would do back during the campaign.
And he's
done it, and we've seen the fallout.
And Hogan, I mean, look, he announced, and it's interesting to watch them literally in real time craft their talking points. You had Jen Psaki a few days ago talking about we're evacuating all the Americans who want to be evacuated, as if there are American citizens who think that's the better option to stay in Kabul. I mean, come on. But then yesterday, you had Biden out there saying that they have evacuated over 70,000 people. And he said people. He did not say Americans. I'm wondering, first of all, how many people are we actually going to be evacuating, and who are these people? Because we know from Congressman Jim Banks that 6 out of 7 are non-Americans that we're evacuating.
That's exactly right. And when asked about it, I think it was someone at the Defense Department or at the Pentagon somewhere made the point, well, we don't want to get
that
number because it changes hourly. Well, we're in an hour right now. What is it right now at this hour? You can always tell us, you know, in the next hour what it is. But what is it right now? They don't know the answer to that, and they're going to stick to the thousand number. I mean, the incompetence here is so glaring. It's sad. As I've often said, the President of the United States, when he speaks, the American people hear that for sure. But so does the media. But more than that, so does the world. I mean, we're a global superpower, and we look so foolish and really, it's a treacherous situation in Afghanistan for sure. But now our partners and allies are looking around and they are completely flummoxed at what we are doing. So much so British Parliament sanctioned our biggest ally, like, made a comment sanctioning Joe Biden. I mean, it's never been done before. This guy is an abject failure, and it's impacting people's lives so badly right now that I think the American people are scared, and they should be.
No, you're right. Hogan, we're going to leave it there. Always good hearing from you. Real quick, though, another big story. LSU now going to require proof of vaccination to get into Tiger Stadium this season. Waiting to hear if other SEC schools are going to do it. How do you think that's going to play?
I don't know. I think mandates are going to be problematic for a large majority of Americans. It doesn't poll well. The data and the science, they're still trying to figure some of that information out, of course. And I just don't know what it's going to look like in some of these SEC stadiums if they try to do that. I don't know who's going to go. I don't know who's going to want to go. It's a situation in which, you know, again, it's concerning and no one seems to have the right answer for it. But more mandates, more lockdowns, I think the American people are rejecting that too, regardless of whether it be a football stadium, a place to have dinner, which, by the way, in New York and Pennsylvania, you have to show an ID now, a photo ID and a proof of vaccine to get in, which means it's harder to eat dinner than it is to vote in those places, because we've all been told those photo IDs, of course, they can't get them, number one. Number two, they're racist. But one last thing I'll say, they're implementing the photo ID for one reason. The Democrats have said to prevent fraud. Which is the whole point. So, anyway.
There you go. All right, Hogan, hang in there. Always appreciate having you on the show. All right, Hogan Gidley, everybody. He's got a great point, though. If you want to get a Nathan's hot dog, you got to show your ID and your vaccine papers. If you want to get a freaking hot dog. By the way, Grace Baker. What was the story? There's a story about hot dogs. You guys were talking about it on the morning show today on KWAM.
Yes. So a new study shows that if you eat one hot dog, it takes off 35 minutes of your life because it's that bad for you.
That is a troubling statistic.
Yeah.
So I may not be making it to 100 after all.
Gosh. But what about I was like, man, the chili cheese dogs, that's what get me. I mean, I can't just totally give those up.
So look, I will say this, and Stephanie, who's hanging on, hang tight. We're going to get to Stephanie after this break here. But Grace, I will say this about the hot dogs and the cheese. I don't like the chili where it's just like completely melted on the hot dog. So I like a chili slaw dog. But the only time I like cheese on my hot dog, and this is kind of weird, it's the kind you get in Cincinnati. Now, you people in Ohio, you know about this. It's something called Skyline Chili. And what they do is they shred the cheese and they just heap it on the hot dog so it doesn't really melt. It's just like regular cheese. Yeah, I like a pile of cheese. I don't like the melted cheese.
Well, all I got to say is we better keep an eye on those people who enter in the hot dog contest, like Joey Chestnut.
Oh, he's done.
They're done.
Is he still alive?
He is still alive last time I checked, but
I can we do a wellness check on Joey?
Gosh.
Poor guy. So 35 minutes.
Yep, 35 minutes.
How do they determine that?
Well, they determined it by basically how bad the food is for you and certain foods added to your life, like fruits and vegetables, and then things like sugary drinks and hot dogs decreased from your lifespan.
I wonder what the alcoholic Mountain Dew is going to do to a person.
I have a feeling it's not going to be good.
Can I tell you, after my heart surgery, the recovery is a long time. So it was maybe 4 months after heart surgery.
Mm-hmm.
I had got rid of all the sugary drinks. You know, I was drinking lots of water. But I was a big Mountain Dew guy. I love Mountain Dew. Somebody gave me a Mountain Dew. Hadn't had one in about 6 months.
Oh, no.
Grace, one swig, and I could feel my heart valve doing extra rotations.
Jumping jacks.
I just like, okay, enough of that.
Gosh.
I can't handle the Mountain Dew anymore. So, all right. So all you folks eating hot dogs out there, be careful. Don't overdo it. All right, 901-260-5926. That is our telephone number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
As promised, let's get to the phones. 901-260-5926. Stephanie hanging out with us today in the Commonwealth of Virginia. All right, Stephanie, what's going on?
Hey. So I was calling in because I'm kind of sad. I was censored for the first time today on social media. I'm a new nurse. I graduated this summer at the ripe age of 53 and became an RN. And on my LinkedIn profile, I've been posting things related to COVID. And several days ago, I posted the prevention protocol that's been put out by the FLCCC. I don't know if you're familiar with them or not, but they're one of the only groups in the world that's putting out a prevention protocol and early treatment protocol. Ivermectin is a part of it. And they're not bashing vaccines or anything like that. It's only a prevention protocol that I was mainly interested in posting. Because lots of people, as you know, that are vaccinated are becoming reinfected. And so a prevention protocol as a nurse sounds really good to me. But LinkedIn pulled it and has labeled it as misinformation. And when they give opportunities for you to revisit, they say, would you like for us to take another look at your post? I tried to click it, but it's grayed out. They have disabled the opportunity for them to revisit my post.
Oh, Stephanie, you're a bad, bad person on social media. Wow.
Well, maybe. I'm a repeat offender. I'm a repeat offender that way because I post things and they splash something across the front that says, here's the good COVID-19 information. But then this is the first time I've ever actually been pulled.
Stephanie, let me tell you about LinkedIn. They're the worst of all, by the way. And a lot of people don't like to talk about this, but I was personally banned. So I have been banned for life from LinkedIn. And the only thing we did, Stephanie, and we were, you know, we were back and forth with these guys, and they gave us one more chance. So all we did was literally post links to our stories back at ToddStarnes.com. And they banned us. They said our stories violated their policies, which is outrageous. But you know what? It's their website. You know, they can make those decisions. But it's unfortunate because we had thousands of people who followed us on LinkedIn. So I'm sorry you got censored there. It's a terrible thing.
Yeah, I agree with you, though. It is their right to do it. It's their platform. It's their money. They can do with it what they want. But it was my first time, and I really was surprised by it.
Wow.
I wasn't bashing vaccines. I was only wanting people to look at a prevention protocol that they should consider in addition to their vaccine.
Wear it as a badge of honor, Stephanie. A badge of honor.
Yes, sir.
All right, Stephanie, you hang in there and give us a holler back. I like your thoughts and viewpoints on stuff. And we're not going to censor you on this program, Stephanie. So, all right, let's go to Georgia. Tina, listening to us on WDUN. That is Bill Maine country. Hi, Tina. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Todd?
I'm good. Thank you.
Listen, I wanted to make a comment that I talked to you a couple weeks ago before your book tour up here about the immigrants not being vaccinated, about the people coming across the border. But also, I think a lot of people are saying that, you know, go talk to your doctor about it. And I think the foregone conclusion is your doctor is going to tell you to get the vaccination. But my doctor is not. She's not giving it. And if you ask her about it, she will tell you that she would not recommend it.
Is that right? Why does she say, yeah. Why is she recommending against the vaccine?
Because she thinks it's all about the money and it's all about the control. And I think she's absolutely right. I've thought that all along. And, you know, it's illegal, I believe. I read someplace, it could be fact-checked, but I read that it's illegal for the government to incentivize medical procedures, to pay people to get something done. And that's exactly what they're doing. And that makes me more suspect than ever.
It is. Look, the whole thing just smells. There is a stench around all of this, Tina. And
there totally is.
I made a comment earlier on in the program about birth rates. I'm very curious to see what the birth rates are in this country moving forward, especially for young Americans who have gotten this vaccine, because most of the people involved in all of this, Tina, are proponents of depopulating the planet.
Yep, I think you're right, exactly. And also people who have heart issues or blood clot issues, I want to see that too. I've read a few things, but
I'm more than happy to weigh in on the heart side of that one. I mean, good Lord, this has been a mess. Tina, all right, God bless you, and God bless your doctor, and we'll see how things go there. But anyway, folks, we're coming up on the top of the hour for the news. Congressman Barry Loudermilk is going to drop by. Also, other great stories. We're going to follow the breaking news out of Washington. White House press briefing should be kicking into high gear momentarily with Jen Psaki, and Biden is more than likely napping, I guess. All right. Hey, folks, got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. That is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, everybody. We made it hour three. I hope you guys are doing great out there. By the way, just got a note from our friends over at townhall.com, and they just published my new column. So my new column is up at Town Hall about that school administrator in Tennessee. She was basically punished for comparing those vaccine papers to the Yellow Star of World War II times, World War II era. So you can check that out over at townhall.com. Folks, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Still working to repair the 800 number. I got to tell you, Grace, dealing with the phone company, I'd rather get the China virus, to be honest with you. No, not really, but, you know, it is that bad, though. Anyway, so hang tight. We're going to get to the phone calls in just a moment. I do want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Great to have with us from the great state of Georgia, Congressman Barry Loudermilk. Congressman, hope you're doing good today.
Todd, I'm doing as good as can be under our current circumstances.
You know, Congressman, there are there are people who are just, they're heart sick over what's been happening in Afghanistan, and specifically how President Biden has brought shame upon our nation.
It's not only shame, he's turning his back on American citizens. I mean, my heart is going out. I'm sick at my stomach over this. My office and I, for over a week now, have been inundated with trying to help people get out of that country, both American citizens and especially a lot of Christians that are trying to flee that had helped our forces and those with SIV visas. And, Todd, you know, yesterday we found out that one of those people we were trying to help, the Taliban went to their home, pulled them out, and shot them.
What?
Killed them. Right as we were trying to help get them out. But yet the president of the United States, to make a political point so that he can say on the anniversary of 9/11 that we're no longer in Afghanistan, is turning his back on American citizens and those who risk their lives to help us. It absolutely is making me sick to my stomach. And besides that, we have members of the armed forces. We have Marines at 82nd Airborne. These folks have dedicated their lives to preserving liberty and helping free those that are oppressed. They have a mantra, which is, we will not leave anyone behind. But yet their commander in chief is telling them to turn their back on their sworn duty and leave their fellow citizens in harm's way. This is going to have long-lasting effect on these guys.
Well,
I served in the military, and I can tell you, this is not sitting well with them.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, and I suspected that was the case. I want to go back, if it's just okay, and get some more details on this individual that you say was shot. What can you tell us about this individual?
Well, we don't want to say too much because then that could identify to the Taliban other people, because what we're doing is working with different organizations as well as trying to work through the Department of State, which is like pulling teeth and pulling your hair at the same time. But we're trying to let the Department of State know where these people are, or not where they are, but get their names on the list so if we can get them to the airport, that they can get through the gate. In the meantime, we've got others that are trying to get people to safe houses in different places. And at some point, and from what I'm understanding, because information is still sketchy, that the Taliban is going door to door and they're marking the houses of those that they believe help the Americans or those that have converted to Christianity. And once they mark the house, then their hit squads are going in, taking them and killing them. And so it was just so disheartening for our office that you know, one of the folks that we were working with, which was a group of some others, that happened to as we were trying to help them. It's unbelievable what's happening.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, our good friend Congressman Barry Loudermilk. Congressman, you know, yesterday President Biden started out the press conference, what, he was 4 or 5 hours late, and then he starts talking about infrastructure. I mean, he's not there. I don't know why the Democrats can't see what the rest of us see, but something is not clicking there with the president.
And nor is it with Nancy Pelosi. So Nancy Pelosi calls us back for an emergency session on Monday night. Wasn't to deal with what's going on in Afghanistan or to help Americans that are stranded. You know, at least the British Parliament got called back into emergency session to deal with this issue. No, she called the House of Representatives back to take advantage of the situation and try to ram through the $5 trillion budget, the largest budget in American history. She tried to rush it through in the middle of the night. I went out with videos letting people know what was going on and inundated the Capitol with phone calls. She wasn't able to get the votes that night. So what she ended up doing, so her people, because a lot of the Democrats know how bad this is, how bad it looks for what we're doing and just how bad the bill is. So they didn't actually vote on the bill. What they did is put a procedural motion on the floor, and in that procedural motion was some language that says, this will deem, passing this procedural motion will deem the budget to have passed. That's the trickery that she's doing, totally tone deaf to what's going on in the world, tone deaf to what's happening in her nation. Didn't do anything except for we had one classified briefing that she ended early so we could go to the floor and debate a voting bill. I mean, they are totally disconnected with reality at this point.
Congressman, the other thing that the president said yesterday, more than 70,000 people, he did not say Americans, he said people have been evacuated. Do we have any idea who these people are? I know the president said, yeah, they're vetting people. I find that very hard to believe. And my concern is that we're going to bring Afghanistan back to America, the bad part of Afghanistan.
Well, it depends on who he's talking about. Now, a lot of those that were helping the United States, they've been vetted pretty strongly, more than you would bet a lot of other immigrants, because they were working with American forces. And we do have some that have been there working with Christian ministries. But you're right. I mean, just for him making an outrageous number like that, you know, that's a lot of people to evacuate. It would be nice if all of those were Americans, but, you know, I know they're not, because we're stranding Americans in Kabul. So as they bring a flight in and you only have 20 Americans to get on, and you do have some Afghans with SIV visas, which to get those, they were supposed to have been vetted. You know, it's obviously going to fill a plane up. But still, they don't even know how many Americans are still in the country. And that's what is overly concerning.
Well, yes, because if we were able to get 70,000, more than 70,000 people out, we could have gotten all of the Americans out, which they're estimating between, what, 14 and 15,000. And, Congressman, I'm curious, A, do you think we're going to get those people out, the Americans out by the deadline? And B, what do you think happens to those people if we don't?
I don't see how we do. I mean, they're talking about, you know, closing things down in 36 hours, because what he's saying is the deadline of August 31st is we're totally going to be out. That means the military, you got 5,000 troops to get out. They're starting to pull them out now. So, you know, we're hearing there's maybe 36 hours left in the airlift. And the bad thing about this, Todd, it's the Taliban that's setting the deadline now. I mean, we're going and asking them permission if we could extend it. They're saying no. You know, we don't ask our enemies permission. He has done everything wrong in this by pulling the military out first, not the civilians, leaving our hardware there to give it over to the enemy. And I guarantee you, Iran and China and Russia is going to have some of our most sensitive weaponry that we didn't destroy or pull out. And then, you know, the DOD is saying we need more time. No, we can't do that because I made a promise. I'm going to get them out. And I don't see, there's no way, when they don't even know how many Americans are there, you're going to get everybody out. Now, I remember I served in the Air Force, and actually served with one of the hostages, an Air Force guy that was one of the Iranian hostages. Now, these were, I think, a handful compared to the thousands of Americans that are going to be held hostage.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Carter totally failed in all of that. And you've got somebody who is showing to be exponentially worse than Carter in the White House.
At least
better to think what's going to happen to those people.
At least President Carter tried to rescue the hostages. At least he tried.
Yes. We're not even trying.
No.
He's literally turning his back. Just like when he turns his back on the reporters who want to ask him questions, he's turning his back on the American people, and especially those who are in that awful country right
now. All right. Congressman, we're going to have to leave it there. We appreciate you coming on the program, and you're right, these are very dark days for our country. And just a reminder that elections have consequences. Congressman, thank you.
They do.
All right.
All right, thank you.
Congressman Barry Loudermilk from Georgia on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. You know, now more than ever, folks, it is so important to support companies or organizations that share our values, like Patriot Mobile. They not only share our beliefs, they're doing something about it. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier, and they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. I hope you do what I did, which is switch to Patriot Mobile right now. If you use the promo code Todd, you're going to get free activation and a free gift. Veterans, first responders, Patriot Mobile is going to save you even more. Switching is incredibly easy. All you have to do, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. And that's T-O-D-D, or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, or patriotmobile.com/Todd. 901-260-5926 is our number. Your calls coming up next.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Let's get right to the phones. Salem, Oregon. Frank is hanging out with us on KYKN today. Frank, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Been listening to you since you came on the station here, 6 months or so ago, maybe longer. Got a good show.
Thank you.
But the reason I'm calling is... the lady earlier about the Star of David, you know, comparison.
Yes.
To the vaccine ID or whatever, you know, to prove who you are. Well, I think, and nobody can take this and say it's anti-Semitic or anything else, because I compare it with this ID, vaccine ID, to the Book of Revelation, the Mark of the Beast, 666. Because those people that get that mark of the beast, they're lost, they're dead, in essence, and they have to show this ID to eat food, to leave their house, just to exist. And that's what this vaccine ID is becoming. You know, well, New York has already have it, you know, to get into restaurants, bars, gyms, you name it. So you think this could be or is
the mark of the beast that they're talking about in the New Testament, where you've got to have this mark or you won't be able to buy anything, you won't be able to sell anything, you won't be able to do anything unless you've got that that mark on you.
Exactly. I'm not saying we're in this time right now, because I don't expect to be around by then, because I know I'm saved, and so I'm going to be taken out to be in the presence of the Lord at that point. So I'm not worried about it for me. I'm not going to get the vaccine, mainly because when they came out with it, said going to get a vaccine for it, I compared it to the flu vaccine. I'm 72 years old, so I've got the flu vaccine once, about 35, 40 years ago. I've never had the flu before that, and I've never had it after that. I'm a relatively healthy individual, but when I got the flu vaccine, I got the flu. So I thought, well, why should? And I've heard of people.
I'm one of those guys, Frank. Yeah, yeah. I've two times I got the flu vaccine. I got that flu shot, and two times I got the flu. So I'm just willing to take my chances moving forward.
I am too. And I don't worry about getting it. I, you know, like I said, I'm relatively healthy and everything. And if I do and it's my time, hey, I look at it as a bonus. I'll be in the presence of the Lord at that point.
And it's your choice, Frank. It's nobody's
exactly
forcing you to do something. I like the way you think.
And it's not only that, it's unconstitutional. Just like we're doing here in Oregon, our governor here, you know, she just slapped mask mandates for everybody in any enclosure 2 weeks ago, and now it just came out today she's trying masks, not trying it, she's dictating it for outdoor. So basically, wherever you're outside or in a building, you got to wear a mask.
It's just like Afghanistan, where you're going to have to cover yourself if you're out in public. And that's why I call it a face burqa. That's what those are. Frank, I like the way you think.
Well, the other thing with this masking and stuff, again, back to the governor here in Oregon, because you mentioned it, you know, in schools. Well, she mandated that 2 weeks ago, that starting school this fall, K through 12, masks all the time. And a couple weeks back, Oregon and Oregon State They're requiring their students to be vaccinated before they can even come on campus. And now they're also requiring that you either to go to a football game, you know, Pac-12 football game here in Oregon, as a fan, you have to either have the vaccine and show your papers or have a negative COVID test within 72 hours before
you enter. And we were talking about that earlier. We were talking about that earlier today, Frank. I just don't think many football fans are going to go for that. I really don't. Frank, I hate to do this. We have got to skedaddle, but God bless you, sir. Thank you for listening to us. We love all of our listeners over there on the West Coast. And KYKN is a great, great affiliate for us. Frank says that he thinks these vaccine papers are akin to the mark of the beast. He's not calling it the mark of the beast, but he says it certainly has that feeling. And you can't deny that. I mean, if you look at what's happening in New York City, where you are not allowed to go into a restaurant or a bar or a sporting event without showing your papers, it really does make you wonder what is really going on here. And are we going to get to a point where you've got to have that vaccine to go into a grocery store? And I want someone from, you know, let's just say Memphis, Tennessee. You've got, 60, 70,000 people that can fit in the stadium? All right, so who's gonna test all those people? Who is going to test 60 or 70,000 people every Saturday that are going to have to be tested if they want to go watch the football game? That's what I'd like to know. All right, hang tight, everybody. 901-260-5926. The Mark of the Beast. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Just got an email. I was trying to read this from one of our listeners. Her son is at Fort Bragg in North Carolina. And she sent me a letter that was sent to every member of the military. It's from the Secretary of Defense telling them that mandatory vaccinations are starting immediately. So you do not have a choice. You will be vaccinated. We will post this on the website later this afternoon. We'll get this information out to you. But again, that does seem to go along with the reporting that we shared with you earlier today, where the Pentagon says mandatory vaccinations happening right now. So that's it. We're not giving anybody any wiggle room. You're going to roll up your sleeve. You're going to drop your pants. We're going to jab you in the behind or the shoulder. And I asked this listener, and I don't want to share her name because people would be able to identify her son. I said, what are his fellow soldiers saying? She said they are all very frustrated and feel like they are running out of options. My goodness. All right. Let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always good to have with us Megan Basham, who is our friend from the Daily Wire. You read her columns all the time. Megan, hope you're doing good today.
I'm doing very well. I'm kind of in your territory. I'm in Nashville.
Oh, is that right? So what's happening in Nashville?
Just visiting the Daily Wire headquarters, doing some editorial meetings and some big movie news. So I'll plug that. Go look for Daily Wire movie release news.
Excellent. You know, I'm wondering if the Daily Wire folks regret moving to the most liberal city in Tennessee. It's really been shocking to see how far left Nashville has gone over the past year and a half, 2 years.
Well, they're trying to save Tennessee. You know, maybe they will reverse that trend here.
Well, there you go. I think Tennesseans have done a pretty good job of saving Tennessee and the conservatives here in this state. So, but we do welcome the newcomers. So, but we got to teach Shapiro that we don't wear the cowboy hats here. That's That's Texas. That's, you know, we're like more, you know, ball caps. So we'll help him get it all figured out. Megan, a couple of things. You've been doing a lot of writing, and I know a couple of days ago, and I want to get to the entertainment news here, but a couple of days ago, you were weighing in on all these Hollywood types that are trying to compare Christians, evangelical Christians, to the Taliban.
It's almost like you don't know what to say to something like that, right? You sit there and go, how much fodder can you get out of this when you're comparing, you know, some grandma who maybe looks askance at your skirt or thinks it's a little short to women being beheaded for not wearing a burqa? It's just really hard to go, I don't know how you can make a correlation like that and be a sane person.
No, I'm with you, but they do this all the time, and the reality is that under the Judeo-Christian teachings that framed our founding documents, you can live your life however you want to live your life. If you want to go to church, that's great. We're not going to persecute you. If you want to be a godless heathen, guess what? That's great, too. We're not going to persecute you. You get to do that. Here in America, thanks to the teachings of Christianity, which really are, and again, I don't want to get into a sermon here, but you know, Christianity really is about choice. You have a decision. Do you follow or do you not? It's that simple.
Yeah, you go into the sermon and I will say preach.
Well, all right, Megan, let's talk about this exciting news. It is on the front page of dailywire.com. I'm going to let you break the news.
About our movie or about Cuomo's Emmy?
Well, we're going to talk about the movie, then Cuomo's Emmy.
Yeah, so we just announced that we have a new movie. We just finished production. It's going to be released to our subscribers in January this coming year. So it's an action thriller called Shut-In from the director of Disturbia. And I will say that the Hollywood Trade publication Deadline said, you know, it's a real coup for the upstart conservative media company to be pulling some real Hollywood players. So that's very exciting. And we announced a couple weeks ago our big movie with Gina Carano from The Mandalorian coming up. So we've got some really big things. We're serious about challenging Hollywood.
Well, that's great. And again, folks, the story there on the front page of dailywire.com, as is the story about Andrew Cuomo and this Emmy, which I understand, what, they've asked for it back?
Yes. But the whole thing is so embarrassing. So essentially, the International Academy of Television, Arts and Sciences, they gave him this award last year, really embarrassing, for those daily press conferences he was doing. I don't know if you remember those, when all the talk show hosts like Ellen DeGeneres, Stephen Colbert, declared themselves homosexuals because they were so attracted to his capable handling of the coronavirus. Well, you know, flash forward a few months and we discovered he's actually not that capable. But that's not why they're rescinding the Emmy. They're rescinding the Emmy because he touched some of his staffers inappropriately and tried to kiss him, which is bad. But you gave him an award for his COVID handling, which was terrible. I mean, people died because of his horrible handling of nursing homes. But that's not why they're taking it back. They're taking it back because he tried to kiss a staffer. So that's the story on that. So, I will say Sex and the City actress Cynthia Nixon, who I am not a fan of, but she did have a great line. She ran for governor against Cuomo in 2018, and she said, "The difference between Andrew Cuomo and I is that neither of us is governor, but I still have my Emmys."
Wow. Gotta love it. Folks, you can read that story as well on dailywire.com. Megan, we're going to have to leave it there. Always good hearing from you. Enjoy Nashville and try to get some of that delicious hot chicken while you're in town.
Oh, I've already been to Central because that was my favorite Memphis restaurant. So I was excited to see Nashville has a Central barbecue.
Oh, wow. Well, you know, they're springing up all over the place. So you can't go wrong with Central barbecue. So
no, you can't.
Enjoy, Megan. Good hearing from you.
Thanks so much.
All right. Megan Basham, ladies and gentlemen, a great writer over at dailywire.com. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Let's go to the lines. Ann, Gainesville, Georgia, on WDUN, wants to weigh in on this Mark of the Beast comment. Hey, Ann, what's happening?
I don't go along with the guy that called a little bit ago. According to the Bible, it's the mark of the beast is supposed to be in the forehead or the hand. And these shots are not being given in the forehead or the hand.
Well, now that is very astute, and that is true. I had heard somebody was talking about actually putting a chip into the top of your hand that they would be able to scan. So that'd be kind of creepy.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you won't be able to buy or sell if you don't have that mark of the beast.
Wow.
Your forehead or your hand.
I hope it's not on my forehead. I have a big forehead, and that would not look good.
No, but people better realize that the end of time is here and that Jesus is going to appear in the skies just any time. And they better be ready. I know I'm ready, and I've been saved.
Well,
thank God for that.
Amen, Ann. All right, Ann. Well, thank you for listening to us. And I will say this. You ever imagine, you know, God just looking down and on America right now, and he's seeing what's happening, and he's like, really, Joe Biden? Really, what's wrong with you people? Right? You know what I mean? I don't know. But on top of that, you know, if they do the mark of the beast, and great, where's Grace Baker? Grace!
Oh, no, yes.
So let's just say that they are like, you know, marking all of us,
okay.
Right? So here's my concern is that if it is in the forehead, I mean, what happens? You know, a lot of people slap themselves upside the, you know, the forehead. Yep. And what happens if they click something? I mean,
ooh, that'd be rough.
That would be horrible.
Glitch.
Yeah.
Like twitch.
I mean, and would it be just would it be a static number? I mean, or, you know,
I don't
is
know,
it,
Todd.
Does it rotate?
Oh, no. I don't go into all that.
Is it Friday yet?
Not quite. Sorry.
We're not there yet.
No.
Okay.
I hope they don't brand our foreheads because I put on makeup, so it just covers
right
up. That's
not good. Yeah, that's seriously. That and you're trying to, you know, if you're out there hunting and you're trying to sneak up on an animal and you've got this blinking light on top of you in the middle of your head.
What if you have bangs?
Oh, that wouldn't be good.
You know, the only
they may make us shave our heads.
Yeah, exactly. You're looking like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on your forehead.
Jeez, Aloo. All right. You know, folks, I will say this, regardless of the mark of the beast, you want to keep all your info private, right? I know I do. And one of the ways that I've been able to do that is through our friends over at ExpressVPN. I had no idea they were doing this, but apparently there are people out there making lots of money selling your information. They call them data brokers. And what they do is they harvest your IP address and they gather all this information. They know the websites you've been on, what you've been buying, what you've been trying to sell. All of that information is out there and they are harvesting that information. Now, you might at this point be very horrified to know this is happening. But the good news is that ExpressVPN, they actually reroute your IP address and it goes through an encrypted server. You say, Todd, what does that mean? It means that your IP address is actually masked, so they won't be able to get to it. Every time I turn ExpressVPN on, I'm given a random IP address instead of my real one. I think that's pretty awesome. And look, it's super easy to use. It doesn't matter if you're on a phone, laptop, smart TV. All you got to do, tap one button, boom, you're protected. So here's what I want you to do. Go to expressvpn.com/starns. They're gonna hook you up with a great deal, 3 months free, 3 months free. But you got to use my promo code, expressvpn.com/starns. That's expressvpn.com/starns. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
Oh, Grace, have you heard about Notre Dame? Big story out of South Bend. So apparently somebody did a survey and they were ranking the most offensive mascots in athletics. And Notre Dame made the list. They say that The Fighting Irish Leprechaun is the fourth most offensive mascot, football team mascot in the nation.
I'm not surprised, honestly.
Well, I, you know, a couple of things here. Now the leprechaun, is it just, now is the leprechaun just a short person, or is it actually a midget little person?
Oh gosh, Todd, you're asking very complicated questions.
I never could figure that out. I'm like, oh, is he like a little midget? Because, you know, the mascot in real life is like a full-size human being.
That's true. Seems like an oxymoron or something.
And by full-size human being, I don't mean to disparage anyone who is. I'm just saying it's someone who is taller. Is that more appropriate?
Yeah, sure, right, Todd. Yeah, it's okay. Right. And they got the tall hat, and they got the beard.
Mm-hmm. And they wear green.
You know, and they're near a pot of gold.
The pot of gold. So anyway, they're very upset about this, and they're accusing the university of cultural appropriation. Now, I find this interesting because the leprechaun is of what nationality, Grace Baker?
I'd say he's Caucasian persuasion.
No, yes, but no. What nationality?
Oh,
not skin color.
Irish.
Irish, right?
You said the Fighting Irish.
Me Lucky Charms. Yeah.
Yes.
They're magically delicious.
Yes. I was going to say, if we're doing that, then what about Lucky Charms?
So the problem here is, and again, it's really not a problem, but they say, oh, well, the university culturally appropriated the leprechaun. Technically, that is incorrect. But I will say this. I did pull up the images of the school mascot, and the mascot is a black Irish dude.
Wait, what?
I know. I didn't realize there were black leprechauns. Maybe there are. I'm not sure about the history of the leprechaun.
Well, I'm no leprechaun, you know, expert, but whatever. Honestly, I think it's a lame mascot.
I mean, why do I?
I know that's really mean, Irish. But I just think it's a lame mascot. I mean, the SEC has all these great mascots, and then there's the Fighting Irish.
We have Colonel Reb over at Ole Miss.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I was in Dixie. Oh, we're not allowed to sing that.
I still don't understand.
Away.
Todd, just stop.
I see.
I still don't understand the whole elephants in Alabama thing. That one just doesn't make any sense to me, but it's okay.
Roll Tide.
And then Roll Tide. Like, what the?
War Eagle.
It's too much to keep up with.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got, well, the Tennessee Volunteers. Now, we have multiple mascots. We've got Smokey, the dog.
Okay, I do like Smokey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think
he's very cute.
We got
dog.
Some guy running around with a gun on the sidelines. What's that? Was that Davy Crockett? I don't know. Gosh. That's the Volunteer.
See, Memphis keeps it simple. Memphis has the Memphis Tigers. That's
why?
It.
Why? I'm sorry,
don't
but
ask
why?
Questions. We have the NBA team here, the Memphis Grizzlies.
Why
don't ask me why.
You see, this
cool
will be
mascot.
A great. Just think about this. The Memphis, and what is Memphis known for? What is the history of Memphis?
Well, music.
No.
The
cotton industry.
Oh, my gosh.
The Memphis cotton pickers. Now, that would be a great football team.
Terrible mascot.
I'm just telling you, the Memphis cotton pickers.
I was thinking like the Memphis. We used to have the Memphis Sounds in basketball. They were pretty cool.
Now, the Delta State University out in the Mississippi Delta has the best regional mascot name of all time.
What is that?
The Fightin' Okra. Like okra.
Okra? Like okra, fried okra?
Like fried okra. Isn't that not great?
That's something.
All right, let me go on here. So you say, okay, well, wait a second. Notre Dame is fourth. Okay, who's worse than Notre Dame? So here's what we've got. We've got San Diego State, the Aztec Warrior, Florida State, Osceola, and Renegade, and the University of Hawaii's Warrior. Those are even more offensive. That's according to Quality Logo Products. A New York Post, by the way, has the story there. This is ludicrous. So anyway, a representative for Notre Dame is fighting back. They say that there's nothing derogatory or offensive about their name. And they say it's not offensive towards Catholics. So they're very defensive and take umbrage, great umbrage, at the idea that people would consider the little leprechaun person to be somehow derogatory. So there you go. It's better than Presbyterian College. They're the Presbyterian Blue Hose. And nobody wants to be named after pantyhose.
No.
But I like the fightin' okra.
Fightin' okra.
Yep, the Delta State University fightin' okra.
I bet you no one else in the nation has that mascot.
They're actually known as the Statesmen, but the students have voted to take on the fighting okra as an unofficial mascot.
It's definitely more fun.
And the NCAA.com, they actually have a section, just what is a fighting okra?
Oh, my gosh. It's a piece of okra that was left in the fryer a little too long.
You know, I'm all about fried okra. There's a place in Oxford, Mississippi, on the square, Acme, the Acme restaurant. You know what I'm talking about, Grace Baker.
Yes.
You go in there, the Bloody Marys, they normally put what, celery? Not there. They put a big old thing of boiled okra.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. There you go. It's pretty nasty. I can't handle the boiled okra. It just sort of slithers and slides.
Yuck.
Ugh, nobody wants that. Deep fry it. When in doubt, deep fry. That's how you live life. Folks, got to scoot out of here. Been a great day. We're going to do this all over again tomorrow. Get out there, folks. Have a great day.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.